Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, you know, Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 14th, goes to the entire Dallas Cowboys organization. It starts at the top, people. Okay, the owner, Jerry Jones, head coach, Jason Garrett, and every single member of the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. Okay, as a lifelong Dallas Cowboys fanatic, I am disgusted at every single one of y'all. This time last year, the Cowboys were 3-3 after six games and fell to 3-5 before turning the season around and winning the division in a playoff game. But F all that. All right. Yesterday, the Cowboys lost to one of the worst teams in football, the New York Jets. All right. Coming into yesterday's game, the New York Jets were 0-4. The Dallas Cowboys were 3-2. And the Jets were a touchdown underdog against the Cowboys. But we know the NFL. On any given Sunday, anyone can be beat. And that's exactly what happened to my Dallas Cowboys. Fun fact, I hate when the Cowboys play the New York Jets because back in 2011, at the 9-11 game between the Jets and the Dallas Cowboys, my father, Larry McKelvey, drop on the clues box for Larry McKelvey, who is a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. That's where I get it from. His nickname is actually Cowboy, and he's one of those fans who back in the 90s, after the Dallas Cowboys won their fifth Super Bowl in franchise history, my father got Dallas Cowboys six-time Super Bowl champion tatted on his arm. Oh, yeah, he's that kind of fan. All right, and he tased the Marine on 9/11 back in 2011 when the Dallas Cowboys played the New York Jets right there in MetLife Stadium. So I don't like when the Cowboys play the Jets, okay? Nothing good happens when the Cowboys play the Jets. And nothing good happened yesterday. Look, we lost. That's water under the bridge.
That's great.
But we are 3-3 now again. All right. Let me tell you something, man. Over the past decade, the Cowboys have been mediocre, average as hell. The only reason I said hell is because I can't say the F word on the radio. And we will forever be mediocre until Jerry Jones fires Jason Garrett and gets out of the way of whoever the next head coach is. But I'm going to tell you why that will never happen. It will never happen because Dallas Cowboys Stadium stays packed. Because Dallas Cowboys games always get high ratings. Because Dallas Cowboys merch stays flying off the shelf. Look at me this morning, all right? Okay? The Cowboys have a squad of fans who are absolutely positively in love with that team, and they know we are showing up regardless. So as long as we continue to show up and show out for this mediocrity, we are not putting any pressure on this team to do better. It's like being in a relationship with someone for so long and said person has gotten fat and comfortable, okay, they don't think you want better, so they don't do better. And the reason they don't think you want better is because you show up for them all the time, excited, happy, ready to ride, ready to die. But what happens when the fan base really does start to die? All right, Jason Garrett is in the final year of his contract, but we don't need to wait until the year is over. Impeach him now. Okay, I don't know what Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats are doing, but they need to impeach Jason Garrett now. He is a threat to Dallas Cowboys democracy. There is no doubt in my mind that he is colluding with other teams to sabotage us. And as long as things like yesterday are acceptable, Dallas Cowboys will continue to remain losers. Okay, we have become too wealthy and comfortable for no reason. No reason at all. Two playoff wins in 10 seasons, yet we are the most valuable sports franchise in the world. The whole world. What reason do they have to change? Until we stop supporting the mediocre product they have put out there, it's no reason to make the product better. All right? Two people in Dallas need to be fired this morning. The police officer who killed Atania Jefferson and Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. I have nothing else to say. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett the biggest hee-haw. We don't want to hear from nobody whose team is 2-4 on this matter either.
I don't
if
agree.
Your team is 2-4 in this room, shut the hell up, okay? You have nothing to say.
I just don't agree with
you.
You
have
donkey.
Nothing to say, sir.
Usually I agree.
The New
I
York
just,
Giants are 2-4, and we beat them this year, so shut up.
I just don't
you
agree
have nothing to say.
With your stance.
What does your father's tattoo say?
Six-time Super Bowl champion.
So they won six times?
No, they won five.
You don't listen.
I just don't agree.
Once again.
I think you're taking it.
You are 2-4.
Shout to Jason Garrett. I think you're doing an amazing job. I disagree with Charlamagne. You stay
keep
there as
him.
Long as you can.
Okay.
You renegotiate that contract. You get
a
raise.
Promotion.
And you keep going. You keep pushing, brother.
What's going to turn the Giants around? Won't y'all sign him?
Nah, we're good.
Y'all could use the help.
It's better not to get people's hopes up.
Y'all would take a 3-3 record this year, right?
No, we're good.
You wouldn't take a 3-3 record?
We doing all right. We good.
No.
We doing good.
Y'all wouldn't take a 3-3 record. Y'all 2-4. Y'all wouldn't take a 3-3?
We're better than that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. I don't agree. Shout out to Jason Garrett, the homie. What up, homie? All right.
He's a Trump supporter.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.